Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If you are new here, my name is Natasha. I am a licensed therapist that supports high-achieving Black women who are looking to prioritize pleasure, self-care, and rest. And if you are an OG, I appreciate you being here. I hope you did your homework from the last episode. If not, that's okay. I give you grace, but please know that there will be an action plan for this episode too. All right, so let's get into it. What if I told you that every time you call yourself lazy, you're again actually repeating someone else's script? Now, if you listen to episode 2, we talked about scripts and other people's voices. Being lazy is no different. The voice in your head saying that you should be doing more, it's not yours. Crazy, right? That's a lot of the things that we deal with has absolutely nothing to do with us and everything to do with the expectations and the things that people have been telling us for the first 18, 21, 24 years of our life. Yes, the work of unlearning and undoing. Today, we're going to talk about one of the biggest lies you've been sold, that your worth equals your productivity, because it does not. That does not exist anymore. Let me take that back. I won't say that it doesn't exist. We need to work on it, okay? And this episode is for you if you've ever felt guilty about resting. If you equate being busy with being valuable, or if you just can't sit still without your brain creating a to-do list, and then you have to go make the to-do list, and then you have to go do the to-do list. So if that's you, settle in. We're going to have a good conversation, okay? But before we dive in, I want you to know that if you're tired of feeling guilty every time you prioritize yourself, I created something specifically for you. It is a free 7-day self-care reset that will help you go from feeling selfish about your needs and prioritizing yourself to confidently putting yourself first without the guilt. Now y'all know guilt will come, and we do it anyway. You'll learn to recognize your inherited productivity scripts. You'll be able to quiet the mental chatter that never lets you rest. And you're going to reconnect with what you want. Because I'm here to tell you that what you want is important and it matters. Okay? Not the things that you think you should want or the things that people tell you you should want. So, that is something that you're interested in, head over to www.javerywellness.com/reset to start your transformation today. Now, let's get into your productivity. Now, we talked last time about the script, so I'm not going to go heavy into that. If you are confused about what are you talking about, the scripts and the narrative and the voices in your head, head back and listen to episode 2, where I talk about where all of this comes from. Okay, now when it comes to productivity, it was imperative in our history that Black women be productive, to be useful, to show up at 100%, 150% all the time. Because if we didn't, that could mean the difference between our lives, our children's lives, and those around us. So that is where this productivity equals value and worth. And based off of what you look like you could do was determined while you were standing on the selling block, right? Being chosen. I need to make sure that she can do this. Do you know how to sew? Can you take care of kids? Can you breastfeed? Can you do X, Y, and Z? That is what mattered. That's how we got sold. That is how we were given these survival strategies and how that became our identity. It is in our blood. It is in our DNA. And as unfortunate as it is, without that part of history, we wouldn't be here. But I want you to know that this rhetoric, this idea that if I'm not busy, I'm not valuable, it doesn't serve you anymore. And it's also not true.
Now, we get these messages, you know, them old sayings, idle hands are the devil's workshop. I remember when I was my first job, their saying was, if you leaning, you could be cleaning. How many times have you heard of you, probably at home too, if you leaning, you could be cleaning, or getting up early in the morning because we got to clean. Why do we have to get up early in the morning to do it? Why can't I sleep in? I saw a post somewhere, it was probably on Facebook, but they were like, we really were woken up out of our sleep in the morning to clean. Or when we were off, when we had a day off from school, we were forced to get up because what you're not going to do is sleep all day. And it doesn't, like, where does it make sense? My kids be in their sleep till about 1-2 o'clock, because what am I waking them up for? What, they gonna just go in the kitchen and eat? They gonna bother me? What am I waking them up for? And it just, now when you look back at it, and I won't even say now, it didn't make sense to me then. It didn't make sense why we got to get up so early and go do yard work outside of the position of the sun and how hot it was going to be. Why we got to get up so early and do this? Those are the types of messages that we were given. And let's not even get into the educational system that rewards you for compliance over creativity. The way that I have had to unlearn being an A student has been very critical for my productivity, my ability to rest, my ability to understand what success means for me as a high achieving person. I had to completely dismantle what education taught me, being rated on an A, B, C, D, E, F, I said E, there was no E, but an A, B, C, D, F grading system. That set us up for failure. The idea that when I go to work, I want to get a good evaluation. I want to get the top of the evaluation, of course, so I can get my raise, but also because I'm striving for the top. That sounds so crazy. Now that I have worked on my own for a couple of years and I am in a job that's like really healthy, it just is, it's crazy all of the things that we've endured and all of the things that we have to spend. And I say we because I'm still constantly unlearning all of these messages. The next decade or two that we're going to have to take to unlearn what growing up in childhood, going to school and going to work has done for us and our productivity. I get it. I understand that all of the messages say the opposite of what I am saying to you. I understand that what I'm telling you to do is not necessarily the norm and people gonna look at you crazy. I get it. And I want you to do it anyway. I need you to do it anyway. I need you to stop focusing on the external expectations, because they become your internal critics. Focusing on what everyone else wants and what everyone else thinks of you, not even necessarily what everyone wants, but what they think of you and how they label you because you're not doing what they would consider normal, that's not going to serve you. It's not true. Because you choose not to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you choose to get up at 10:30 when your body naturally wakes up, that's not lazy. Because you didn't get all 15 things on your to-do list done and you got 3 done doesn't mean that you weren't productive. Just because you decide that you're going to veg out and watch a season of something while eating popcorn and wine on your couch for a Saturday because you don't want to go out and about, you don't want to do nothing, doesn't mean that you wasted a day. It sounds like a day well spent to me because you did exactly what you wanted to do. There's a big difference between doing something you want to do and doing something because you are stuck or you want to be distracted, which we can talk about later. Okay? People telling you that you're lazy, unproductive, unworthy, unvaluable, invaluable. Is it unvaluable? Y'all know what I mean. It's not true. It doesn't have to be your truth. Is it true for them? Maybe. But who cares? And I know hearing that, especially when it's coming from people that you love and you cherish and you look up to, is hard to do. It doesn't change the fact that somebody's perception about you is their perception. It doesn't have to be your truth. So understand, am I motivating myself? Is somebody motivating me? Or am I abusing myself? Are they abusing me? Right? If you are exhausted, if you are hungry, if you have to pee, if you need water, and you feel like you still have to continue to put out that email, do that meeting, finish that project, despite your basic necessities, that is self-abuse. That is self-abuse. I want you to keep that in your head. If you have been sitting at the computer for 3 hours, squeezing your legs together because you have to pee, but you don't want to leave this training, or you don't want to leave this meeting, or you don't want to whatever, insert whatever it is, because I know you've done it because I've done it, that is self-abuse. So now that we know that these aren't your voices, now that we have reconfirmed that these aren't your voices, let's talk about whose comfort you've been protecting. How you being productive also can lean into your people-pleasing tendencies. Oh, I know I struck a nerve when I said people-pleasing. How your productivity becomes a way to avoid disappointing others. And the fear that if I slow down, people will be upset with me, they'll leave me, they'll judge me. And you consider being helpful as your identity. I'm just a helpful person. I want to help everybody. I hear people say that all the time. I just want to be a helpful person. I just want to help everybody. I'm a helper. Well, I'm a helper too. I am helping you through this podcast. I am a therapist. I have a whole group practice where I'm helping other people help people. Like, I do a lot. And I have a 9-to-5 where I help people. I do a lot of helping, but I also am very clear on my boundaries. I also don't take it personal when someone gets upset. I'm okay with someone getting upset with me. My own family, y'all can ask my mama. She gets so upset with me when I set boundaries, but we've gotten to a place where she respects it. We've gotten to a place where she understands that that's her thing to deal with and it's not mine. Don't push that on me. You have to release your people pleasing. Your people pleasing is showing up in your productivity. You do not have to sacrifice yourself for someone to want to be around you or to like you or to love you or to admire you or to validate you. That leads to you having this toxic belief that you should show up for everyone else and you should put your best foot forward. But what you need is a burden, which we talked about in the last episode. Stop laying yourself on the sword. Just because you choose to rest does not mean you're stealing something from somebody. Doesn't mean you're doing something to someone because you chose to rest. You know how people will call you on like your day off? Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm not doing anything. Oh, well, great. That means you can do this with me. You can go here for me. You can do this for... No. What? No, you didn't just call me and allocate my time because I said I wasn't doing anything.
Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode.
And for those of you that like aren't mothers, I'm a mother, but I understand like not being a mother, right? And having your time and someone coming to you and saying, well, I mean, like, you don't have kids. You don't have this. You don't have that. Like, why can't you show up for me? Why are you just sitting over there doing nothing? All this stuff that I have going on. These are choices that I might have made. Maybe I don't have kids because I don't want to, because I enjoy my time. Right? People like to put on you what you should be doing and how you should be using your time. Your time is your time to do whatever you want with it. You're not stealing anything from, you're not inconveniencing anyone by choosing you and doing what you want with your time. You are not. Listen to me good. Listen to me good. You are not inconveniencing anyone or being a burden because you choose to use your PTO. I hope that this landed. Use your PTO. I was not one of them, okay? Anytime them 8 hours hit my portal, I'm putting in a request. I never had any time. The only time I let my PTO stretch is when I was pregnant. And I knew that I wanted to use some of that towards being out. But other than that, like, I would literally have to have conversations with my director. She'd be like, Natasha, I can't let you take a day unpaid. You don't have any PTO. I was like, listen, this is my choice. I am okay with not getting paid. Let me off. I used my PTO and I used my sick time. I used both. Okay. There was a point in time where I felt bad about calling out when I would get sick. And I just, like, in my head, I would think about all the things that they would have to do and inconveniencing them and jumping through hoops in order for them to fill my spot. But then I realized how insignificant I was to them when I needed certain things and they were like, no. Or when I wanted a promotion and they would give me that whole, you're doing such a good job, but like, we need you to do this. We need you to do that. Or like, they give you hope just to snatch it away from you. Once I started peeping that, I no longer cared because I'm bending over backwards. I'm coming in here 40 hours a week. I'm giving you 40 hours of my time. And I am busting my butt when I'm here just for you to smile in my face and go behind my back and give a position away that I deserve, to take my ideas, to see how good of a worker I am and continue to put things on me but not increase my pay. Absolutely not. And that was part of my problem. I'm an amazing employee. I am an amazing employee. I give 150%, but I give 150% because I don't want nobody bothering me. Don't come to me talking about why didn't this happen or why didn't that happen. I dot my I's and cross my T's. I am a great employee. I get the work done and then some. But once people know that you can get the work done, they take advantage of that. So all that to say, use your PTO and your sick time. Okay. I went on a rant there for a moment. So what you need to start doing is recognizing when you're managing other people's emotions through your productivity. Okay. Understand the difference between being helpful and being codependent. Being helpful is doing something because you genuinely want to. I don't mind doing that. I don't mind helping you. It doesn't take anything away from me. And even if it does take a little something away from me, I'm absolutely okay with it because I am full enough. My cup runneth over that I can do this for you. Being codependent is really focused on your people pleasing. I want to make sure you like me. I want to make sure I keep you close to me. I want to make sure that we are together forever type situation. I cannot see my life without you in it. This is not just romantic relationships, right? You can do the same thing with your boss, with your friends, with your family, like being codependent on needing their validation, needing their approval, needing them to feel good. Their discomfort with your boundaries, again, is information. It's not instruction for you. It's not to tell you what to do. It's just information. Okay. I don't have to act on this. I don't have to go against what I am trying to do for myself when it comes to rest. But I see you. I see you. But here's what nobody talks about. What this productivity trap is actually costing you. You are disconnecting from your body. You are gaslighting the hell out of your body. Your body needs things. Your body has emotions. You may feel sad. You may be grieving. Oh my gosh, for those people that have like a loss or something traumatic happen, and then within like 3 days they go back to work and they just push down those feelings. They compartmentalize that grief. That shows up in your body. That doesn't just disappear. That's coming out. Since that's coming out in some way or another. When you have to go to the bathroom and you deny yourself the ability to relieve your body, when you're hungry and you don't eat, when you are thirsty and you do not drink, that is disconnecting you from your body. Your body begins to miss the signals. It says, I'm done. I'm about to go haywire. And eventually you don't trust the signs. You don't trust the signs that your body is giving you that it has basic needs that need to be tended to because you're too busy tending to somebody else's. And then there's the physical toll, your chronic tension, right? Your body aching, your exhaustion, your migraines, your health issues. Okay, your depression that is being masked because you're high functioning. Not only are you disconnected from your body when you're consistently being productive, when you're buying into this productivity trap, you're losing your desires. You're losing your creativity. When you're constantly being productive, you lose touch of what you want. You don't even know what you want. You're probably here because you don't know what you want. There's a big difference between goals that look good and goals that feel good. I want you to go for the goals that feel good in your soul, in your spirit, like deep down under, it feels good. It is a yes all the way. It is a hell yes. Those are the goals we're going towards. And this productivity, this busyness, it becomes a way of you avoiding intimacy with yourself. The biggest thing that you need to explore and connect and get to know you and the next version of you, you have to be still. You have to be quiet. There has to be some time to process, to ask the hard questions. If you're constantly running and being productive and doing the things on your to-do list and somebody else's, how do you get to know you? How do you get to know what it is that you want? You can't. And some of you are doing that on purpose. And I don't like it. Know that I see you. I'm gonna leave that there, but that was my stern voice. Stop running from yourself. Stop running from your evolution because you're scared. Anywho. And being stuck in this productivity loop, it impacts your relationships. You're not available for your kids. You miss all types of family events, birthdays, vacations. People are continuing. Your girlfriends, they go out without you and you don't get the inside jokes. You don't get to know who they are as they grow. Just anybody in your life. You don't get to continue to get to know them. they stop inviting you to things because it's like, well, she ain't coming anyway. And then sometimes you're just exhausted. You can't be the best mom, the best partner, the best daughter, the best friend that you can be. You can't show up for people with capacity and like at 100% because your cup is empty, giving to those that don't care about you, that are literally using you. And even the people that do care about you, I said in the last episode, some people don't know. They're just going off of what you taught them to do, how you've taught them to treat you. And it's not malicious. It's just like you said, I mean, you always do it. You always say, yes, we know we can come to you. So some of this is on you. I don't want you to continue missing out on the present moment connections because you're always thinking about the next task. Because you're always trying to do the next thing, because I've knocked this goal out and I'm going to do another goal. Like I'm going to get straight into it. When you get something done, go celebrate with the people that love you. Continue to foster those relationships because those are just as important as getting the to-do list done. Okay, so now we have come to the implementation, the action plan section. What are we going to do with all of this? We are going to move forward in action. Okay, so this week, every time you feel guilty about resting, I want you to pause and ask, whose voice is this? So this is really just you going from last week's implementation, doing the same thing this week. Whose voice is it? And then write down the exact words you hear in your head. Write them down word for word. And ask yourself, would I say this to someone I love? If a 3-year-old came to me saying the things and they need support, would I say this to that 3-year-old? If not, why do you say it to yourself? Okay, so that's this week. What I want you to do every single day, before saying yes to anything, I want you to ask yourself, am I doing this because it's aligned with my values or because I'm afraid of someone's discomfort? The answer to that will give you all the information you need. And I want you to practice sitting with other people's disappointment without trying to fix it. Their disappointment is for them to deal with, not for you to deal with. And also, because we need to get back connected with our body, we need our body to know that it can trust us. You're going to do this 3 times a day. You're going to set 3 alarms throughout your body. And this last exercise, this is the wisdom reset, the body wisdom reset. You're going to do this 3 times a day. You're going to set 3 alarms throughout the day. When they go off, you're going to ask your body, what do you need right now? So maybe you set an alarm at 12 noon, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock in the evening. What do you need right now? And give yourself the small things that it's asking for. Even if it just wants to be acknowledged. Even if it's like, oh, girl, I don't need nothing, but thank you for asking. I appreciate you. It's like the waiter constantly coming over and checking on you. You need anything else? You good? No, girl, I'm good, but thank you for checking on me. That's how your body's going to feel. Look at you checking in on me. Understanding that I exist, that I need your attention. Okay, so those tasks, that's your task for the week. It will be in the show notes. And this isn't about becoming lazy. It's about becoming discerning. It's about learning that your worth isn't something you earn through being exhausted, through running yourself into the ground. It's about something that you already have. Okay, so we have gone through your productivity script, about how some of this isn't yours and how your worth doesn't equal other people's comfort and what it's actually costing you right now from your mental, your physical, and your spiritual health. But knowing this intellectually and actually living it, they are 2 different things. Like, we know a lot of things, but we need to actually start living the things that we want, changing the things that are not serving us anymore. And if you're ready to stop feeling guilty every time you prioritize yourself, I want to invite you again to the 7-day self-care reset. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks. This is a fundamental shifting on how you relate to your own needs, how you show up for yourself. Okay, so over 7 days, you'll get daily emails that help you give yourself permission to matter. You're going to recognize those inherited scripts that we've been talking about from yesterday to today. Okay, and we're going to quiet the mental chatter that goes on in your mind when you want to rest. We're going to continue to reconnect to your body's wisdom and rediscover like what's under all of this, everything that you have been putting on the back burner because of other people's expectations. And by the end of those 7 days, you'll have a sustainable plan that works for you in real life, like in real life. Okay. So go over to www.javerywellness.com/reset to start your transformation. It's going to work perfectly with these episodes. And if this particular episode hit a nerve for you, it hit home, just take 30 seconds to rate and review the podcast, because your review is going to help other women find these conversations and realize that they are not alone. It is a lot of us dealing with this and going through this. And if you'd like, you can go ahead and screenshot your review and send it over to me on Instagram at Natasha_is_satisfied. It'll be in the show notes, and I'll be able to celebrate you in the next episode, because I love celebrating when people take action and actually do the things. Okay. So remember, lazy is a lie someone told you. Your worth was never up for negotiation. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.javerywellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.